to the team you made to see again next week?
Well, you know what? At the end of the regular season, regardless of who we meet, they're going to bring up the season series. And if it was an 0-4 season series against you, you know, if you're rolling in to play Boston, I think it would be a concern. But the games that we played against Jersey, regardless of the score, are always tight. I mean, they're always close games, and that wouldn't change. And you know, the Pittsburgh games have been just kind of wild. Regardless of how many pucks beat the goalies, there's been enough offense for 2 weeks. And in the Philly games, it just seems based on schedule. So long ago since we played them, it's hard to tell. You know, it's almost a distant memory. So I think when I got here, we hadn't played Boston yet. We hadn't played Jersey yet. We had 3 left with Philly. We had 4 or 5 left with Washington. So, I mean, Philly, we jammed them all in the first 2 weeks. So we have a bit of history with all these teams. But I've never felt that the season series told you much. Unless, you know, it was a domination by one over the other.
Is it important for you guys to get some more momentum going into the playoffs, or is it more worst-case scenario you still got 9 of 11?
Yeah, I mean, I think regardless of the score in the game tomorrow night, we would expand our record back to how much momentum do you think we need. Both teams are going to come out tomorrow and play hard. They're going to compete and work on their own games and their own system. But both teams are going to have to watch games, and not both teams. We're going to have to watch games after we're done playing to see where we end up. So we'll go out and play hard, and whatever happens, then happens. There's no figuring of where you'll land.
No, is last night still off limits?
No, go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just wondering if you said last night that you're going to put it in the...
No, I just say sometimes you... I don't think we spent too much time enjoying the wins, and I'm not going to spend a whole lot of time sweating that one. You know, I think we actually played very well in the first period, down 1-0, but we were playing the exact same game that we had played for 2 months prior. I think at 2-0, the difference in that game, and we played a game in San Jose where we got down 2 goals a couple times, was there wasn't the repercussions there in the 3-0. You know, the exhale happened, and that wasn't a great game for us after that. But, no, I'm not keeping that one on my computer to go over.
What if you guys are probably not going to start till Wednesday, maybe Thursday, depending on the opponent?
Yeah.
How do you want to use those 4 or 5 days in there, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday?
Yeah, depending on how we start, we'll just kind of work back from that game. But we'll get all our video and team prep done 2 days prior to the opening game, so we won't be doing it the day before. Our on-ice portion will relate to the video from the day before and that prep. And then the day before the game will be more individual stuff and on-ice, just moving the puck around the way we hope to move it in the next game. And then our game day will be exactly like every other game day for us. We'll go back and do a real shortened version of the video as a reminder, and off we go. The bulk of the video work will be done with the group. And it's usually, those are the longest video meetings of the year. And we'll go through the entire system, special teams, on that day.
You do more video because you know you're going to see a team for multiple games. It's worth spending more time going
right
into more detail.
So we'll expand what we'll see on all 3 zones, their forecheck. I think the biggest change in the video we do is you do some tendencies when you're preparing for a one-off, but you don't spend quite as much time, and you'll go into tendencies of players, because now you'll spend time on each line, because each line is different, and how they play are different. But we might have 1 or 2 clips in that in our normal prep where we may expand that out. That will probably be the area where we would spend most of the time that you don't spend quite as much time.
And you would get into the details, like what a line does coming over the blue line, what they like to do.
Absolutely.
And like break it down into shift by shift kind of stuff.
Absolutely. And the other part of the preparation, it's not as much, but some of it for the players, is how they work their bench. Who comes out after power plays? Who comes out after penalty kills? You know, how hard are they matching lines? How hard are they matching their D? It'll get fairly detailed. But you'd like to do that far enough out that it's not all in their head, so that when a puck drops, now you're just back to plan.
Wow,
maybe one on the back end, but I haven't talked to the defenseman yet about it. So I'll hold that out. Other than that, nothing else. Mike Layton's playing for tomorrow. More often. He's playing tomorrow. I mean, yeah, I mean, he can never be certain about anything, but yeah, I'd like to see him get some good work.
And Colin out then?
Yeah, he's not going to skate. Okay. He skated 3 days this week. We just felt that putting him in the game, there wouldn't be nearly the same benefit as keeping him out, keeping him off. He won't come, and then he'll go back into skating next week with the team.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.